Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Jurors return for their first full day of deliberations today in the first trial related to the Boston Marathon bombing. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports on the closing arguments in the case against Azamat Tazayakov, the man charged with interfering with the FBI's investigation into his friend, the bombing suspect, Jahar Tsarnaev.
This complex, emotionally charged case can be reduced to four basic questions. What was taken from Jahar Tsarnaev's dorm room at UMass Dartmouth hours after pictures of the bombing suspects were made public? Who took the items? Why? And what did they do with them? In his summation, federal prosecutor John Capon told jurors that it was a backpack containing emptied fireworks in Tsarnaev's laptop that were removed, that it was Azamat Tazayakov and another friend of Tsarnaev's from Kazakhstan who took them, that they did so because they knew hours before Tsarnaev's name was made public that he was a suspect and were trying to help their college friend, and that they agreed to toss the backpack into a dumpster. Prosecutors relied heavily on FBI testimony to make their case. Federal agents interviewed Tazayakov and said he admitted his role. But defense attorney Matthew Myers said the agent's testimony was contradictory and inconsistent, that they relied on handwritten notes and never recorded their interrogations of Tazayakov, who was brought in for questioning at gunpoint, handcuffed, and stripped, but not arrested. Myers does acknowledge his client was in Tsarnaev's dorm room.
I mean, the mind of a kid who's smoking some pot and not doing well in school is not the same intense, efficient mind of some lawyer. And you get inside a courtroom and some jurors you hope bring their real life experience to that. People react differently to different situations, but 19-year-old kids don't do the responsible thing all the time.
But the defense says it was another friend of the accused bomber, Diaz Karibayev, who received a text from Tsarnaev that read, "If you want, you can go to my room and take what you want." And it was Karibayev who took the computer and backpack. Tsarnaev's roommate testified he saw Tazayakov take only a pair of headphones that belonged to him. And attorney Myers went to great lengths to tell jurors what the friends left behind in the dorm room, a white hat Jahar Tsarnaev allegedly wore at the marathon finish line.
And if they had intent to try to obstruct the government, wouldn't that be the first thing you'd want to take to sever the connection? Yeah, I'd take that white hat, I'd secrete it somewhere and make sure Jahar was in the clear and there wouldn't be a connection to his room.
Federal Judge Douglas Woodlock took over an hour to instruct the jury. It's an unusually long time. Repeatedly, he told jurors not to consider the marathon bombing or Tazayakov guilty because of his association with the suspected bomber. The burden to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, the judge said, is strict and heavy, and entirely the government's. The defense doesn't have to prove anything. But guilty, Judge Woodlock told the jury, doesn't mean beyond all possible doubt. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.